Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach. I'm so excited to be with you guys this month because last month I missed you so much. Though I like doing the pre-recorded shows sometimes, I really miss the interaction with you guys. So tons of callers today, so I'm going to try to rip through this opening so we can get to as many people as possible. So, guys, welcome to September Energy. I always try to feel for what's coming a little bit, and there's always this sense of speeding up every single month. It's just so intense, and that's a good thing in the sense that things are manifesting really quickly, but it goes both ways. So, like, I know for me, if I'm in a bad place, it'll just get worse pretty fast, and same with when I'm in a good place. There's this progressive speeding up, guys, and it does not seem to be slowing down. Also, you're seeing so much tension and, this whole thing with politics here in California or in Texas and all of these things that are going on that feel very old and limiting and scary. And so when we're faced with those kind of feelings, you guys, and it's so important to go, this is old. This is where we're moving. We're moving towards freedom. We're moving towards, women being able to be in charge of their bodies, really taking hold of what you want to happen, because it's so easy to get caught up in the drama of it all, you guys. And I just need you to really pay attention to that this month, because it'll only put you in the toilet, and then it doesn't help our cause. Advocate for something. Don't push against. Okay. I just need a reminder, because it's really for myself too. So in September, they gave me this energy of yin yang. This always means to me balance, inward work, outward action, inward work, outward action. And this is a theme that's going to be happening for us over the next year, because there's going to be a sense of, oh, I'm out in the world and now I got to regroup because I got triggered or I pushed myself a little past my comfort zone. And now I have to sort of recalibrate. Because as we allow in changes, as we move towards the things we really want, we're going to be uncomfortable, you guys. Every time I started with clients, it's always, I was watching, those of you who don't know the show, Ted Lasso. I absolutely love this show. It's on Apple TV and it's very uplifting and cute. And they talk about therapy, and it's so much about self-care and self-worth in the beginning is challenging. It's challenging because it's uncomfortable. And then it starts to get really fun. So I really want us to get to that stage where it's really fun, where we're like, okay, we've gone through the forest. We know what's going on. And now I'm clear on where I want to go. And this is this real energy in September. Like, okay, I have my tools. So I know now when I take a step out in vulnerability that I feel a little scared, I know how to regroup and shift that energy. It is just so important to remind yourself that everything is your choice. I do this with my son all the time, and he's only six, but he will be like, I hate this. And I'm like, well, you have a choice. You can hate this or you can make it better. Like, I hate reading. He's learning to read and he feels, struggling with reading. And I'm like, babe, I get it. It's not easy. It's hard in the beginning. And it's scary because sometimes you'll know some words and then you'll forget some and you're learning, and that's okay. But he's so hard on himself. And it just reminds me so much of the way we're all built. And he's already only six and has me as a mom that has never given him any of that messaging. This is all just coming within himself. And it's so important to be kind to ourselves and go, hey, this is hard. This is uncomfortable, but I'm going to make the best of it because I know I'm growing. It's like working out. Like, I know I'm getting better. I know I'm getting stronger. And that's the attitude you want to have moving forward. No, I will tell you this. All the appeared sort of injustices, lies, greed, all of that stuff, guys, it is going to take care of itself. You need to add to everything is working out. The truth always wins. The right thing always happens. There's this such a sense of powerlessness that we've been moving through, you guys, and you just cannot get sucked into that. You have to remind yourself that your job is to stay empowered and add what you want to add instead of getting caught up in whatever drama there is. Because, guys, there's a thousand things you can get caught up in right now. The COVID drama, the vaccine drama, the Roe versus Wade drama. There's just so much. The fires, the climate change, name it, it's happening. And so we really need to hold our balance right now so we can contribute something that's actually helping instead of hurting, okay? Because I told you guys, they keep telling me it's going to be so easy to be distracted. So stay on your inner work. So also they brought in the sense of clearing the air or really being willing to have difficult conversations. And what that means is, you guys, is sometimes we have friends or family members or partners or where we're holding some resentment. When I say this, you guys, I mean this with love. Your resentment is your problem, not their problem. It doesn't matter how justified you are in your resentment. And this goes for any relationship, whether it's your boss or anyone. And it's all about going, hey, this is bothering me and I need to step forward. And so can we find a new way of doing this? It's having those conversations where you're stepping forward for yourself in a respectful way. It's going to be really productive this month if you're willing to do that, is come forward for yourself in a loving, kind way by setting a boundary and having those uncomfortable moments. You know, we're not going to, this is such a time of sort of discord and friction. So it's so important to learn to work with these energies in a loving way. And that's the best way I can say it. There's so much positive change and growth coming, you guys. You just got to do the work, okay? You can't sit around and react and respond to everything and think that things are going to go well. It is really time to sort of take the reins and go, how do I want to feel? What do I want to contribute? You know, again, we talk about the vaccine thing or my kids in school or whatever it may be. There's a lot of that heat going on here. And it's just like, hey, it's all working out. It's all okay. You know, there's so much distrust of, this is why people are not getting the vaccine, because they don't trust. And then there's those of us that don't trust government because we're like, oh, they're going to take our freedom and screw us away. You know, there's so much of this illusion of freedom being taken. So I really just want you guys to be aware of that, where it's happening, even in your own life. Okay. Set intentions. Set intentions for this month, you guys. And it's already, you know, the fourth, but you can do it today. And I do this also for the whole year, for the rest of the year, for around your body. Set these intentions around each thing. And I gave them to you guys in the update, but it's my intention to let in more money. It's my intention to rendezvous with people I love being around. It's my intention to love myself more and take care of myself more and feel healthy and strong this month. It's my intention to look for things that I like this month, to look to feel better this month. So really look at all these things, you guys. See where your intentions are set and see if they're coming through. Reassess. This is such an important time, you guys. I just don't want you to miss it, okay? All right, let's try to take callers. We got a ton of callers today, so I'm going to try to move through. So please be mindful, guys, that I'm going to try to get to as many people as possible. And let's get started. All right. First, guys, remember, listen for your area code and then tell me your name and where you're calling from. All right. First, I got 716. Hello.
Hi, it's Susan from Niagara Falls.
Susan.
Hi, Nadia. Long time.
Hi,
to talk to you.
Yeah, how you doing?
I am doing awesome. Awesome.
Love it.
Just
love
awesome.
It.
I just started school. I'm going back to college.
I love that. I love it. I love it. That's wonderful.
70 going on 17, so I'm going back to college. Anyway, I would like to talk about and see what your input is on. I've had some issues. I quit a really bad habit that hurt some of my relationships, particularly my relationship with my daughter, and I sent her a I'm sorry card, basically, so that she knows that I'm stopping that. That part of my life is gone, is done. And I've also had some issues with my son. So I'm just wondering where I'm going and, you know, basically I kind of want to general on what's going on with me. And
Well, it's interesting because, you know, you're such a spiritual person and an artist and all of that. And I love going back to school and I see you on your own expansion really well, but you are the person that I'm talking to this month around the connections with other people and having those vulnerable, difficult conversations. Something happens when you're around your kids where you go back into your head or an old part of you. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
So they're saying integrate who you really are with that relationship with your kids, because there's a sense of, and I get that, it's kind of like, you know, when you see people, they know you in a certain way and we start to sort of respond to the way they see us instead of who we've really become. And so this is really about going, hey, I came here to love you guys no matter what. I'm going to be an influence of, I want connection with my kids because that's who I am. And really connecting that higher part of you with your kids, because they are, you know, wanting to expand also, and they came through you for a reason. So I think that that's really going to help you. I love you going back to school. I think this is a very, again, this is going to give you something that gives you focus and clarity and feel productive and feel like you're moving forward and connections with new people. I think it's all very good.
The one thing about with my daughter now, she won't even speak to me right now. In fact, she says it makes her sick to her stomach just to hear my voice.
Well, and again, you can't control that. And that's okay.
No, I
that's
can't.
Her,
and
that's
so
her work.
That's why I sent the letter.
Yeah.
And,
but you,
and I told her,
but you can still,
in fact, in the letter I said, what?
Now, what I was going to say is you want to, whenever you have these kind of things, you want to go talk to her soul, talk to her from a higher place and be like, I want a great relationship with my daughter. I want her to feel good around me. I want her to feel safe with me. I want us to be close. That's the work. Because you can look at what is and you're just going to get more of it. This is not stagnant. She wants to love you. She's just afraid. So you need to hold that open space and invite her toward you. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Susan. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Next, I think this is Emily in Oakland. I think. Am I right?
You are right.
Oh,
hello,
yes,
hello.
Girl. Hi. I know. I know these like certain area codes. I remember. How are you, Mama? How can I help you today?
Awesome. Yeah, doing good. I would love a general on opening to receive.
All right. I like it. That's where we're at right now. That's where we're at. Okay. So they are showing me that you've already sort of opened the door, but there's still this sense of taking score too early. Okay. So they want to tell you, like, you have the feeling of feeling better. Have you had that evidence of like, oh, I feel like I've opened the door.
Oh, yeah.
I'm feeling better. And then you go, but where is it? Okay. So there's this sense of going, trust that it's coming, because when you have that feeling, know it's coming. Okay. Because they're saying it's coming. You just don't, they're going to give you a strategy. They're showing me that they're going to download to you the steps.
Okay.
So I'm ready. Show me the next step towards my abundance, towards receiving this next thing. Show me the next, just the next thing and the next thing. So that's what I would focus on for you, because I do see money coming. Absolutely. 100%. Money is coming. They show me money number one coming in. Okay.
Okay.
Is that,
what does that
because,
mean? Money number one.
Meaning money's the first thing that's going to show up.
Oh, got it.
As a receiving and you're receiving and what you're receiving, because they're showing you in a power position or money. They're showing me a new beginning. They're showing me more creativity. They're showing me a newness feeling that I really like.
Yeah.
This is coming. But they're saying like you're just at this sort of, you've planted the seed, you've watered it. It's starting to sprout. Let it sprout. Keep watering it. It will sprout.
Okay.
Okay.
Because
you're doing everything right. Okay. Because there's nothing, it's there. But it's just that little bit of doubt that creeps in. Okay.
Yep.
But
yep.
just slows it down
yep.
a little bit. So it, because when they said receiving, they brought me money. Was there something else you wanted to specifically look at?
Well, love, which I feel like comes in tandem.
I believe it does. I think that this is about, that what they're showing me with the love thing is like you need balance in your life and you want to be in a relationship that's very balanced. Does that make sense to you? As opposed to,
absolutely.
You know, there are some people who are like, I want to be with a man that just takes care of me and that's fine. But you really want to have your own stuff. You want to have your own money. You want to come with something. You want him to come with something. And there's a sense of really wanting to be in your power. And so you're stepping, and that's the money part is tied. And so that's why it feels like they're together. And that's why they brought the money first, because that is in your mind. I want to be empowered. I want to be my own person. I don't want to depend on anybody. At the same time, I want to share my life with somebody.
Absolutely. Totally. Yes.
Okay, good. Yes. Yeah. So that's why they brought the money in first. So just, they're showing me so much new beginning for you, Mama. Just keep doing what you're doing and don't doubt it. It is working. Ask for those small manifestations. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like the little, like show me, you know, my friend saw 2 days in a row, she found a dollar on the floor asking, you know what I mean? Like and randomly on the street in West Hollywood. I'm like, who doesn't pick up a dollar in West Hollywood? You know, small manifestations like that to help you get that knowing when you're in doubt. Show me numbers, whatever it is that you want to see that is validating that you're in the right place. Okay. Cause you
Beautiful.
Are,
that's
you're
brilliant.
Gonna stick with it.
Okay.
Thanks, Emily.
I love you. Thank you.
Mwah. Thanks, Mama. Next I have, I believe this is Robin in California.
Hey, girl.
Girl,
hey,
you
girl.
Are you back from the dead? You were so sick, girl. I've never heard you that sick in my life.
Girl, I got the Rona. So anyway.
Yeah. How are you feeling, girl?
I'm bouncing.
Okay, well, they're showing you that you're through it. You are through the worst of it. Okay, so the first
for real.
Thing they showed me is you're definitely through the worst of it.
So I'm so sorry about that. I was.
No, that's okay.
Anyway, so I don't know if to ask for a general or about Woman Optimized, my new company.
Okay, well, let's see what they bring in. Okay, well, they're telling me that they're going to Woman Optimize. They're saying this is absolutely on your path. This has been given to you. This has been inspired from source. This has been, you're receiving this. You're not doing this. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so this is absolutely on your path. They're showing me that your intention is to empower, is to give strength to add. And it's so important right now because of what we were talking about in the beginning as far as like disempowerment. Especially among women, when you look at the stuff in Texas, like this is all about empowering the female energy, you know?
Yes.
So yes, 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 yes on this. You need to release your old expectation that things are not going to be easy and smooth. There's still that operating, Mama. And that's what the Rona was about for you. There's about things being hard, things being a struggle, and really knowing that this isn't you having to do this. This is something that you are being called to do.
Okay, yeah. I wish I could stay there. I'm going to work to stay there.
Yeah, I know it's hard to work to stay there, but I really want you to just really magnify, show me the thing. This is coming. You know, it's that Oprah use me thing. You know what I mean? God use me. Source use me. Because this is the world is asking for what you're bringing, okay? This is really important work right now, and people need what you're bringing, okay?
Awesome.
There's something, okay, so the other thing they want you to do, really, really important, is open your heart to this project. Like, there's almost like you're guarding yourself a little bit. Like you're on guard or you're protecting yourself. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I'm so out of my comfort zone, yeah.
Yeah, so they're like, open your heart to it and really turn over to, you know, higher self Robin, big Robin, and go, show me the way here. Show me the highest path here. Show me what you want me to do here. I want you to sort of get the ego out of the game.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because the ego has no place here. And they just keep showing me such strong empowerment for you and other people. I love this energy, Robin. I love it, love it, love it, love it.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
Yay. Exciting.
Hey, thank you.
No problem, Mama. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Next, I have 415. I believe this could be Paula. Is this Paula?
Yes, it is. Hey, Nadia.
Hi. How are you?
I'm okay. I guess right. I there's like multiple things, but I think the bottom line is about anxiety and stuff because I'm not great sleep. So I have like purple circles around my eyes and I'm like, that has to be resolved.
It's so funny because I'm just going to recommend this to everybody. My husband and I are obsessed with, you know, guys, I'm such a great, I love science and biology and I love spirituality and I just think they go so well together. What I want to share with you is you need to look up a guy named Andrew Huberman, and he is a biologist and a professor at Stanford, and he has an amazing podcast on sleep, on how to, and how important it is. Also Matt Walker, he interviews. My point to you is there's solutions here. You need to do something different than what you're doing around the sleep because the sleep is cumulatively harming you and it's making you exhausted. So it's going to help
exactly.
you. He's going to give you like supplements to take that help calm the mind, obviously meditation. And what they're saying to me though is the reason you have anxiety actually is because you've let go of a lot of stuff. And now is really a time of needing to move forward. And you've sort of, there's still that trepidation of really walking into your power, but they are showing me success here for you. And they brought it to me twice. They're going, there's something that you're doing that's going to be successful. What is this thing?
I'm not sure because it has to do with like dealing with my brother and because we inherited these properties and
right.
you know, yeah, is it that area or is it my moving, being able to find a place to move that I'll be happy and love?
That's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm seeing. Yeah, it's more that.
Okay.
They're saying a moving away from the family. There's a sense of moving away from this family drama into your own sort of world. Yeah, they're really showing me that it's so important for you. Are going to be walking away from this stuff with your brother. Like, I don't see, I think you're just going to, you know, take what's yours and sort of move on. That's what they're showing me, this sort of walking away from something. Does that make sense to you? Okay.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, because this is what you're not there today, but that is what's happening. And that is scary. So they just like I was telling Robin, you need to go show me the way there and get into that higher place. Before you go to bed, set the intention. Even early in the day, I want to have a great day. I want to sleep well. I want my body to recover. I want my mind to recover, because right now you're very burnt out and you really need that time. But listen to those podcasts, because I think it's really going to help
you. I will.
Yeah, they're really fun. I mean, they're fascinating, and I love it. I think it's super fun to listen to, and it's helped us a lot with our sleep. Hold on, let me just see. There's one more thing here for Paula. Yeah, they're saying you. It's so interesting that there's such a theme with you guys today. They're saying that, again, like Robin, you kind of are closing your heart to your brother and the situation. Do the opposite. Open your heart to it. Ask for the highest resolve. Ask for the win-wins. Because there is this sense of you guarding yourself. And guys, we can't guard ourselves anymore. You have to be open. That's how you get what you want. Okay?
Yes. Yep. That's kind of what I've been getting throughout to today's talk.
Yeah. Exactly. I think,
Paula. Because I do feel that's worth moving.
So thank you.
Thank you so much. Wow. Yeah.
No problem. Have a great day. Okay.
You.
Next, I have 831. 831. Hi. Who's this?
Hi, Nadia. It's Joanne.
Hi, Joanne. How are you? I miss your face.
I'm doing good.
All right. How can I help you, Mama?
So I feel really, really good about my business.
Great.
But
I love it.
Am I missing something? Am I missing a step here, or is it just this is the way it's going? Slow, steady.
It feels slow. Yeah, it feels like it's slow right now, but that's because, and I'm going to say this with love, you don't want to be overwhelmed. So you're slowing it down. You're giving the message to the universe, slow it down, because I don't have the resources to keep up with it too much. So that's the message you're giving. If you want it to speed up, go, I'm ready, let's go. You know, you just kind of, they're waiting for your green light, because they're showing me that you're slowing it down. Okay.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and they're showing me other avenues. Like, it's so funny. I don't know if this is like a corporate thing, but they're showing me something like working with a corporation, having sort of a steady business thing. They're showing me many doors opening around this business. Okay.
That's what I feel. I feel that. Mm-hmm. I feel it's going somewhere.
Absolutely, 100%. And there's still so much anxiety about, you're so afraid of feeling overwhelmed. So
because
how
that's
can
where
we
my last job, remember?
Yes, where you were doing five things, and but
yeah,
you're the boss.
And I'm like,
you get to dictate the energy. Okay, so whatever you're afraid of, it's like, I want to be smooth. I want perfect timing. So you want that sort of. That flow of like, oh, I have a big order. Great. But then the next one needs it at the perfect time. So I have, you know, get ahead of this stuff, Joanne, write it out. How do I want this business to go? I want to be making X amount. I want people to love what they get. I want them to love my baskets. I would love to work with corporations where like, that's the gifts they give. Do you know what I mean? Like that sort of thing. They're showing me that sort of thing where you're working with a company.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Super fun. Super fun. Like not just individuals. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right now I'm focusing on individuals.
Yeah. Yeah. But they're showing me something bigger. So I'm open to the highest career. I'm open to the highest people. I just said this to one of my clients yesterday. Again, I'm Ted Lasso reference, but like the boss bitch, you ready to be the boss bitch? You're like, I got this. I'm the boss, you know, own that you're the boss. You don't have to
work for anybody anymore.
Yeah.
I want to be in charge of my, I don't want to be overwhelmed anymore. I want to do it on my timing. And
yes, but you need the universe's sort of cooperation. So go, hey, universe, we're doing this together. This is how I want it to go. This is how I want the money to come in. I want people to love it. I want them to instantly feel uplifted when they see one of my baskets. Mm-hmm.
So far, those intentions.
Yeah. But so far, if you want it to speed up, you need to add to that to that end. Put some little gas in the tank. You know what I mean?
Okay. I had a feeling inside. I'm like, I must be stopping this because it's mm-hmm. very slow, and I don't.
It's just a little bit of your anxiety of it not being able to do it at the quality you want to do it, which mm-hmm. is important. So I want to be able to speed it up. I want it to be easy. I want to be able to do these in my sleep. I want to be able to pump out however many I need to pump out. Get mm-hmm. all that stuff in writing to get clear for yourself, because I don't feel like you've done that clear work, that work of sitting mm-hmm. with yourself and going, how do I want this to go? Universe, let's do this.
You're right. I didn't.
Yeah.
I was
yeah.
just like, okay, it's going to lead me to what I need to do next. Everything's going to lead me to where I'm doing,
yeah.
what I'm going to do next.
Right. But it's the anxiety that just slows everything down, which I totally get. But you're ready. You can do it. You have the capability, but you just need to set that mm-hmm. that wheel in motion
okay.
a little
yeah.
bit more.
I know I could do it. I have a lot made already.
Yeah.
I'm already trying
to
catch up.
Yeah, deliberate about it.
Okay. Okay,
it's really going to
help
you.
Thank you.
You'll see.
Thank
in the next
you,
month, there'll
you.
Be a big change if you do this work.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank
Yay,
you
exciting.
So much.
Of course, Mama.
I
have
know.
A great day.
I'm so excited. Okay,
bye. I think 347. Is this my girl, Keisha? Hello? I
Hi, Nadia.
You, girl. That's Atlanta. I knew it was you. Hi, sweetheart. How can I help you today?
Hi. How are you?
Good.
I want to tell you happy belated birthday. Your birthday
Thank
was last
you.
Month, right? So
Thank
I
you,
I listened
girl.
To the show.
You're so sweet.
Oh, my God. So I am having some financial issues.
Okay.
And I'm also starting to feel like maybe I should have moved to Charlotte instead of Atlanta.
No, I think you're in the right place. You're in the
right.
Wherever
you
go, there
so?
You are, girl. Wherever you go, there you are. You
right.
have the same issues. So let's
right.
clean up what's going on. So,
okay.
You know, they always bring this in for me, which is so interesting. They always bring in community for me there. Like they keep going. There's a community there that you got to find, that you want to open up to. Okay. I don't know what this
uh-huh.
community is, but like friends, like a group of people. And I don't know. I remember this. This feels familiar. So I feel like I've said this to you before. How are you doing on your sort of meditating? Because it doesn't feel like you relax, girl. Okay, it feels like you're...
Okay. Yeah, no, I have been having some anxiety.
Yeah.
I've been having some anxiety and feeling overwhelmed and different things like
mm-hmm.
that. So I definitely, like yesterday I went outside and read a book in a little park across the street.
Great.
So I did some kind of little relaxing thing. But I haven't been relaxing. I've kind of just been, I've been stressed and worried. And then these different money things that's been coming up is kind of just giving me more anxiety.
Well, like I said, that's how law of attraction works, right? I'm stressed and worried, and then I get more to stress and worry about, you know? So what we want to do
yeah.
is shift that set point, you know? So what I would do ask for you is, number one, you know, what's interesting is the word prayer came to mind for me. Okay, and I don't know why. Usually it's meditation and stuff, but they said prayer to me. And I don't know why, and I think that's because I want you to develop a relationship with Source, God, whoever you want to say it, and go, show me the way. I'm ready to receive. Show me where this is, like conversation, a dialogue
mm-hmm.
with
mm-hmm.
the energy, as opposed to just basic meditation. I want you to really build this muscle, Keisha, because you are getting messages that you are not hearing. You are getting guidance.
You know what? I do believe that. I do believe that because I wound up going to New York, right? And
mm-hmm.
There was some of my mind was telling me, do not go. Do not go.
That's right.
It was telling me, don't go. But I think I felt guilt because I didn't go up for the family reunion. So I said,
right.
oh, well, I can go now. And I wish I actually didn't go. So,
well, and that's what I'm saying. Yeah, because they're saying like, we're sending you the messages. We're sending you, we're ready to give you the money and the community and all these things you've asked of, and the man, because I do feel like the man is there also, girl. That's the other thing is I really do feel like.
You did tell me that.
Yeah,
me,
I feel it
I'm
again.
Like, I haven't even met any girlfriends. Like,
well, that's
like,
because,
I haven't met the neighbor,
because,
nothing.
Because you're closed off. And I'm trying to tell you, open up.
Okay.
Go, universe, show me. Show me my people. Show me the people I'm going to connect with. Bring me people. Right. This is what I said to Joanne. You can't be lazy about this, sweetheart. You know, you got to sit down and go,
yeah.
God, show me. I'm listening. And you got to take that time every day. Show me my people. Bring them to my doorstep. Bring me my community that I'm looking for. Bring me my man. Bring me my money. Start asking for those things and looking for evidence of them during the day. You just get a little lazy with it. But you're so pretty.
Yeah.
No,
I feel like I do ask. I feel like I do ask.
You
ask,
but
I don't think I do it every day. I don't do it every day. It's not like a ritual.
It needs to be a ritual, and it needs to be that feeling of, you know, you're the one kind of person that surrender and going, God, show me, God, use me, is really going to work better for you. When you try to control stuff, it doesn't work for you.
Yeah.
You're not that person. You need to go with the flow. You need to be seen. Show me the way. Show me the path. I'm open. I'm listening. I'm paying attention. You know, show me a bird today. Show me a hummingbird today. Those type of things for you, I want you to start building those evidence, Keisha, because listen, you are such a bright light. You're so damn adorable. I just want to hug you every time I hear your voice. And you should be like the mayor of where you are. You know what I mean? Like, you're so likable. You're so sweet. So you're putting up the walls, and you're like, I don't know why I meet anybody, because you like, walls are up. You're scared. You're anxious. And that's okay.
Okay.
So you go, I want to feel confident.
Okay.
I want to know money's coming. I don't care how it comes. I want to find my people.
Okay.
Own that shit.
Okay.
Give you some of my Leo fire, girl. I need to give you some of my Leo fire.
Okay. I can do this. It's possible.
You can do this. You can, 100%. And it's not for you. You can't do it in your head. It's got to be your gut. It's got to be your heart. Because you're a heart person. You're a heart-led person.
Yeah.
So you got to follow your heart, not your head. Your head's always going to do you wrong, girl. I hate to tell you. It's going to do you wrong.
I can see that. Well, thank you, Nadia.
You're welcome, honey.
We'll change my perspective and do this stuff.
Yes.
Thank you.
Open
so
up.
Much. Thank you.
Bye, sweetheart.
Okay. Bye.
So cute.
Bye.
So cute. All right. Next, I have 647. Hello.
Hello, Leo.
Hi. Who's this?
It's Andrew.
Hey, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing a lot better. Thanks for the response to my long-winded email last month.
Of course. How can I help you today?
Yes. Well, things seem to be like I'm still near the end of my recovery.
Okay.
And things are finally starting to get movement in.
Good. Well, that takes time.
I'm on my way to Montreal, hopefully by the end of October. I'm in the process of this job application, of this job in Montreal. I'm on stage two. And I just wanted to make sure that I'm energetically further ready to accept it, and not like I want to move forward, so to speak.
Tell me, it's really interesting, Andrew, because when you tell me about this job, your energy is saying I don't really want it. So why don't you want it? Because I feel like you can have it, but we got to get you to actually really want it. So there's like the money part you want, but the actual job doesn't feel like you want. What about it? Where's the resistance there?
Because I would like this job because it's aligned to what I like to do, which is customer service while I'm pursuing my acting career.
Right.
And it gets me to Montreal. And it's a good environment. I've seen this job post on LinkedIn a few times. And so I'm like, well, I'm seeing it so many times, so I'm going to apply for it.
Right.
And
what about it don't you like? Because there's something here that I'm picking up on, and I can't quite put my finger on it.
Well, it could be because it's not in the acting realm, but I don't.
I think that is why. Okay, so let me just see here. Hold on 1 second. I just want to make sure I have this very clear before I say to you. I just want to make sure. Okay. So they're saying to me that there's something better besides this job.
Okay.
There is something better coming. And there's a little bit of the reason you're taking this job is from survival fear, not to your point. If I was like, here's three acting jobs for the next year, go, you'd be like, yes, fine. You know what I mean? That would be no problem. So there is that sense of I'm doing this for the security, for the safety, not for the love. And, oh, by the way, I can do customer service in my sleep and I like customer service stuff. But there's that sense of you can't settle anymore. You know what I mean? So this or something better. So yeah. What we're going to ask for is I want a job that's going to fuel my soul, that's going to uplift me, that's going to take me to my to everything I want. I want a stepping stone, not a regular job. Do you know what I mean? Something that's going to lead you. So sometimes, yeah, you need something that's like, you know, I have a girlfriend of mine, a lot of people, which I love about the pandemic, it forced people out of their sort of jobs they hated. You know what I mean? And forced them into moving towards what they really want, which I think is great. But they're showing me a job that is a job, but it's putting you in a power position, and it's something around the art acting world. Almost like an agent. It's an empowering role. Be so interesting for you to do something like casting, like manager agent, something that's in the field, that's in a power position. Those are the ones that came to mind, but it could be something that I've never heard of, because that happens all the time where they're like, oh my God, there's this random, you know, I'm running a theater, or, you know, who knows? There's 1,000 jobs that are in that area, but they're showing me something that's empowering you around your acting that's coming in. That's regular money, and you can do your acting, but it's fueling your acting. It's not separate from your acting. If that makes any sense.
Okay. Yeah. No. Well, you are right with regards. This is just like a survival job, but yeah. I look at that as a stepping, a better than where I'm currently
sure.
On medical leave from.
Sure.
And it gets me to Montreal, and it gives me a bit of structure, so that way I can do my acting classes in the evening or like outside.
Sure. I just want you to ask for more. And if you get the job, great, and take it, and there'll be something else coming in. So you know what I'm saying? Like, this thing is coming whether you take this job or not. Okay. And they just wanted me to tell you that there's something better coming. So this job is not the end all be all. And they really wanted you to know that. And
well,
there's a sense of opening your heart. What you felt.
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to say this too. This is, again, the theme of the day. Open your heart to going, I want to love whatever I'm doing. I want to love what I'm doing. I want to feel empowered what I'm doing. I want you to open your heart and be Andrew, because Andrew's awesome. Okay. And sweet and kind and fun and funny. And you want to bring all of Andrew to the table in whatever you're doing, because this other thing is going to come in. And so I want you to just go, show me this next thing. And you feel the energy of what I'm talking about, the sort of empowering role in the acting community.
Yeah, I'm getting tears coming from my eyes as you're speaking while you're using this. I want to fully into my Andrew power.
Yes, yes. And that's where the success is right now for people. And this is, we've spent our whole lives hiding and being afraid to show ourselves. And like, this is our time. Those of us that are on this sort of leading edge, really willing to be who we really are, because that's what people fall in love with. That's what people want to see, you know, and really being willing to do that, because I get very excited about this sort of transition time for you, because the acting on its own isn't fully empowering you. So this thing that they're telling me is like, oh, this is going to like get you into your power in the acting in such a way where stuff is just going to really start flowing in.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Andrew. Hey, sweetheart. You guys are so awesome. These are always even helpful for me. Okay. Next I have 605. Hello.
Yes, this is Jareen in Rapid City, and
hi, Jareen.
I think I need a general. I felt like I was getting a UTI. I was pissed off, but I think I've worked through that.
You're hilarious. Okay, you know, what I love about you, Jareen, is you're just not patient. You're very impatient, like me, which I like. You're impatient. You're like, I want this done. So the UTI, whenever you feel like you're getting that, this is always about, it's interesting because we talk about female energy and receiving, you know, this is about you resisting receiving. Okay. So there's this sense of you going, I still want to do it my way, instead of like, bring it to me, let's go. Okay. Are you walking away from something right now? Is there something you're leaving or turning away from right now?
I'm only working part time at the hospital.
Okay.
I had a hip replacement, and then my husband had a occluded carotid artery. A miracle, but I'm still kind of at home waiting for his blood flow and the brain to stabilize. So,
yeah. So there's a lot of this sort of, I need to be on top of it. I need things to, you know, there's this sense of needing to micromanage, and it just feels like you need to walk away from that energy and go, first of all, even with your husband, I feel like he's still going to be here and he wants to be here and it's fine. But all this physical stuff that you go through is your body talking to you, you know, hips are moving forward. Hips are always like, how do I move forward? I don't know how to move forward. I don't know where I'm moving forward to. So whenever the hips show up, it's, I want you to get into that state of what is it that you, where do you want to go towards and what are you walking away from? Can you tell me, what are you going towards?
Ooh. That's the problem, right?
Yeah.
I don't have an answer. That's the answer.
What's
the universe want?
Well, I'm going towards health and wellness.
Okay.
I'm going towards feeling better in my body than I have in 20 years. I'm going towards thriving. I'm going towards abundance. I'm going towards a great relationship with my husband. I'm going towards whatever. But this is the work, you know what I mean? Because your body is just representing, there's this sense, oh God, you know, I just got to say this, Doreen, it's so funny that it's coming in, it keeps coming in, the sense of not really, of being separate from other people. Does this make sense to you?
Yep. Oh yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a sense of like, there's other people and then there's like me and my husband and we're in our little bubble. Right. And I want you to sort of open up because you always have been different. And especially in your generation, you know, there the people in your generation are not as leading edge as you. You know what I mean? And so find the younger people. Find your people. Who cares where they come from? Opening to your people, to the people that uplift you, that bring joy and energy to your life. Because they're showing me that you need more joy and energy.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, all of it does. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. But I do feel like he's going to be okay. Do you feel like he's going to be okay?
Yeah. Could be okay. Yep.
Yeah. I feel like he still wants to be here. He ain't ready to go yet.
Right.
You know?
Right.
To put it
simply. Away from the mic.
Yeah. And like every, he's not going towards the light. What I feel so much for you also is I want you, like I've been saying to people, to look for those small signs, look for those small magical moments. They're so uplifting when you start playing with this energy, and it really helps you stay open to knowing that, as Abraham would say, you got a concierge in the sky going, I got you, girl. Okay. Like, I got you. So you want to start building that evidence, you know, and really feeling that, because it is all on your back right now. And that's why your hips, everything's breaking down in your body. You're carrying all this big rock on your back. You don't need to carry it.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
Got it. Thank you.
Thanks, Doreen. Okay, next I have, I think this is Paula in California. Hello?
Hi, this is Jessica from New Jersey.
Oh, just kidding. Jessica
California.
From New Jersey.
Yeah.
You know what? You have a 415 number. Okay, hi, Jessica.
Yes, I know. Hi.
How can I help you?
So my question is about moving locations.
Okay.
I want to move to another state. At least that's where I feel like it's calling me. But there is a lot of like fear and unknown. And I just don't really have energy around it to go like hunting around. And I don't know. I'm just kind of bumping up against things. I could use some help.
Sure. Okay.
Internal
stuff. They're saying absolutely the impulse to move is correct, but it's not today. So what you want to wait for is show me where I want to go, because there's something I feel like, are you on your own?
I am. That's the other thing that upsets me. Yeah.
Yeah, so they're showing
you this.
Because
it's like moving by myself into the unknown, another state.
Totally.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, because they're showing me you on your own and seeking this person. Okay? So like,
yeah, that too.
You're moving because I feel like you're seeking someone and you're being called towards something, which I love. I love being called towards. So what we want to open you up to is, first of all, Jessica, can I just get the month and the day of your birthday? Because so much energy is coming in for you right now, and I want to make sure I get it all to you.
Yeah, it's 7/16.
Okay, so yeah, you're Cancer, girl. So you have a lot of wounding and a lot of disappointment that you have weighing heavy on your chest, okay? And what
I
they're
know,
saying,
that's what I'm working through. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yeah. And so what they're saying to me is at where you're going doesn't have that energy. So the reason you don't know where to go yet is because you're still holding that. So what you want to ask is going, every time you were disappointed, you shot into your future fulfillment, something that makes you excited, something is where you want. So what you have to do is sort of go, okay, all these disappointments have gotten me such clarity about what I do want. Okay. So I would sit down and go, I want the universe to surprise and delight me. I want to have it clarity of where I'm going because they're showing me so much opening up for you, but you kind of got to, like you're in a boat and you got rocks in it and it ain't moving. You got to get the rocks out of the boat and the boat will just take you. Okay. Because this is definitely, you're extremely intuitive, extremely sensitive person. And because of that, you've shut yourself off from people because people have hurt you. You know, and they're saying to me, this is the time to open because your people are looking for you. Your partner is looking for you and you're being called, but you can't hear the call, you know, because you're going, but it's not there, but it's not there, but it's not there. And so when I want to hear the call, I'm open to hearing the call. It's just that simple and you will feel it. Oh,
so
hard.
How do I get like, I'm working through all this, like heavy, it's like 24 hours a day. I like work on it with crystals and prayer and meditation.
Okay, so
it's like,
I'm going to give you a really simple way.
It's very simple.
Is you sit down and you go, what do these things make me know I want? Instead of I got to let go of something, I have to activate something new. I have to create something new because I'm going to tell you right now, girl, you got the instrument. You have the instrument to receive the messages, okay, 100%. But you keep going, get this off me, instead of where am I going? What did this make me know I want? Does that make sense to you? You keep looking into the back of where you've been instead of looking where you're going. And that's why it feels like it's not moving, because you keep giving it the attention. And attention is watering a plant. So I just want you to give attention to, I know I'm supposed to go anywhere. Bring me to my partner. Bring me to my people. Show me where I'm going. I know that I want to feel good about myself. I want to feel confident. I want to feel like I can be my full self. I want to be around people that uplift me, that I love being around. I want to laugh more. I want to have more fun. Do you get where I'm going, right?
I love it. Yeah, that's 100% true. So when all the pressure comes on my heart, because I've been dealing with it all like morning, what am I supposed to do? Because
Well, okay, so you go towards it, okay. The feeling of heaviness is all it is resistance. It just means I'm thinking thoughts that are in opposition to what's true, okay? So the heaviness is I'm never going to move, nothing's changing, blah, blah, blah. That's the story of the heaviness, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I hear the story. And so it's like, it's oppressive. It's oppressive.
Yeah.
So you go,
yeah.
You start with, I want to feel better. I want to let this go. I want to believe this is possible for me. Universe, show me evidence today. And by the way, this is your first evidence right now.
Yeah.
What I'm telling you. This is your first bit of evidence. That heaviness is a choice. And it's just an indicator that you've been focusing on things that are not your real self, that are not real, that are not right. It's like you're using the past to dictate the now. And they're saying that heaviness, all you got to do is breathe it out. And this is what they're saying to me very strong. Consciously say, when you feel that heaviness of your heart, it means you've closed your heart to receiving. Okay. That's all it means. So you want to go deep breath in. I ask my heart to open. It's that simple. I ask my heart to open. I'm ready to receive the messages. I'm open today. I want to feel better. That's the most, nothing is more important to me than that I feel better. It's that simple. And if you do that for 30 days, that heaviness will be absolutely gone. It will stop coming.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate that. Yes. Okay. So much about, yeah. So much of what you said. Yes.
And you know, you can re-listen to the recording because I threw a lot at you because I know we're, and they're saying to me, this is not the time to take action. This is the time to wait for the inspiration. This is the time to clean up the energy for you. And then the action will fall on your lap. It will come right to you. You don't have to go make this happen. I want you to let it come to you, Mama, because you keep thinking you have to figure it out. You don't. The inspiration
yeah.
will come. Okay.
I'm glad that you said that because I do have past experiences of I sat, I didn't make the move, and I got me nowhere. And so it's like the answer was that I needed to make the decision to move, but it's like I just can't.
Well, because it's not right. Yeah, because you're wise enough to know that the inspiration is there, but the path hasn't lit up yet. You know, and the path it's going to light up, and it's going to light up soon, okay? But they're showing you now.
And I love that you said the partner thing, too, because I, like, that, like, all everything that, all these desires have, like, sort of this fear attached to it, which is terrible, because I'm like, if I go move to the boonies, who the heck am I going to meet there? I'm used to being in, like, big cities, but I don't want to do that anymore, you know?
Well,
so I'm like,
who
am I going to meet?
Your partner is calling you.
I love
your
that.
People
that really
are
makes
calling
me.
You.
That really
well, you
touches
feel,
me.
Well, and because it's the truth, and that's what opens your heart. Is you've been telling yourself lies. You've been telling yourself it's not going to happen, and so the relief feeling that you just felt is because your inner being is going, "Yes, what she said." Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Going, "Yes, girl. That's why you called today." Because you weren't listening to us, so maybe you'll listen to Nadia. So that's why they had you call, and that's why you got to be the last caller today.
Okay, so I shouldn't be afraid of moving away from the water too.
No.
That's like the other thing to be like sort of landlocked in Pennsylvania.
Well, this is what they're saying to me. Don't make a decision about where you're moving. Let them show you where you're moving.
Okay.
Don't. This is about receiving the impulse. Show me, universe, is your mantra for the next 30 days. 30 days of receiving, of watering a different plant, of going, this is what I want, this is how I want to feel, and I promise you in 30 days it will be clear to you. Do not make a decision before that.
I love that you said watering a different plant. I have been thinking about all day yesterday and today, go to Home Depot to go get a plant.
there, and that's a great reminder. I love it. Go get a plant and go, what plant am I watering today? Am I watering the disappointment plant, the anxiety, the fear plant, or am I watering where I'm actually going? Okay.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Bless
Thanks,
you.
Jessica.
Really bless you. Yeah.
No,
thank
keep me
you
posted.
Very much.
Keep me posted.
I
bye,
will.
Sweetheart.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I feel like that was so helpful to everybody. You guys, thank you so much for always calling in. I will also be live next month for sure. I know some of you have trouble calling in. If you have a specific question and you can't call in for whatever reason with the number, send me a specific question and I will do my best to answer it on the air. I am going to be doing another workshop in October. Guys, let me know what you want to learn about. Let me know what I can do to be of service for you guys in the next workshop. Okay. Nadia at intuitionbynadia.com. Sending you guys so much love. Let's get this party started, guys. Have a great month.